This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, November 23rd. Well, a good strong day in the cattle complex with both live cattle and feeders pushing higher. Live cattle into new highs for its move, and in some of these deferred months into new contract highs. So an impressive performance so far in the cattle space, in the live cattle in particular. In feeders, ended up with an outside day higher, so impressive there too. Clearly the market started out weaker and then started to firm up and ended up into new highs for its move with an outside day higher. So cattle market not ready yet to roll over. And yeah, I've been thinking it would be at some point. You know, we're in that next push up for live cattle that I was looking to see into early December. So we'll see if this is all we get out of this move. But yeah, we are looking to be selling into this rally, expecting that we're going to get another leg down as we work our way through the winter. In feeders, the cash index continues to push higher. We're up another 64 cents. We're sitting at 156.29. And of course, with corn market that's gone kind of flat and strong deferred live cattle, that's going to be helping your support your feeder cattle as well. So there's a market that's kind of just continuing to grind its way higher on impressive strength just every day, just push as we work our way higher. But again, I do think that what we're seeing here, this rally that we've had over the last few weeks, is more of a correction in a longer term bear market. That we had the big breakdown in the fall, we're getting a correction of that sell-off, and we've got another sell-off coming at us as we work our way through the winter. We'll see if I'm correct on that. Clearly, as at this point, the market doesn't show any signs that that's going to happen at this point. But we want to be ready to lean against this rally once we get some sort of good sell signal. In the cash markets, nothing really going yet. Of course, it was just a Monday. Last week, trade was at 134 on the Fed trade, which is up 3 from the previous week. And that was up 24 from a year ago. Dress trade at 210 was up 3 on the week and up 38 from a year ago. Dress weights at 832 pounds, down 1 on the week and down 7 from last year. Steer prices at 161, that was up 2 on the week and up 21 over last year. Rib prices at 462, down 27 on the week, down 1 from a year ago. So we're finally starting to see some comparison of the big surge in rib prices as we're now kind of coming into some sort of equalization or even starting to be lower than a year ago. 90% trimmings at 277 was unchanged on the week and up 76 over last year. So year to date, federally inspected slaughters running 3.0% ahead of a year ago. Weight, dressed weights are down 0.4%. Cow slaughter is up 5.8%. And beef production is up 2.5%. That's been pretty consistent all year long, especially with the cow slaughter. It's kind of wavered back and forth between up 5, up 6, maybe up 2. But clearly, we're yet still continuing to push herd reduction. You know, we're slaughtering more cows than we did last year. Herd reduction, I think, is going to be pretty strong this year. And we're going to see the calf crop be notably smaller this fall. And that, certainly that's part of the thinking in the feeder cattle market. You just don't have the supply of calves. But in the bigger picture, you've got a corn market that's in a bull market. You've got live cattle, which are enjoying a nice push up, but it's the seasonal factor as well. I think once we get past the holidays, consumer demand is going to take a pretty abrupt shift from record beef prices to anything else other than beef. I really think you're going to see that. And it's going to come at a time when feedlots are front-end loaded. You got a lot of cattle you got to work through over these next couple months. And I think it's going to be a problem. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I just don't see how you avoid that. So we'll see how all that materializes. But that's what I'm looking for and what I expect to pressure the market through the winter months. Yesterday in the box beef values, we were up 84 cents on choice. We're sitting at 279. Select was down 10 cents at 264. So the spread gained 94 cents. We're sitting at 55.52. Movement was 124 loads. The slaughter at 122 is pretty much in line with what we've seen on the several last Mondays. That was up 1,000 over just the previous Monday and up 2,000 over a year ago. And again, the feeder cattle index was up 64 cents. We're sitting at 156.29. So that's kind of where we're at with cattle, having a very impressive run here. We're looking for a sell point here. We're on point to be sellers. If we get some sort of failure, a reversal down, it'd be nice to see more of a confirmation of like an outside day lower, but whatever. We're just on point for the market to be running out of gas up here, and we want to be laying on some hedges to keep us protected through the winter months, where I expect that we will see another leg down in both the lives and the feeders. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.